Leading the news this morning, the Foreign Affairs Department has upgraded its travel advice for Japan. It's now telling Australians to leave Tokyo and not to travel to the capital or northern Japan. The department cites the risk of radiation in the Japanese capital for the first time. The International Atomic Energy Agency says the situation at the Fukushima nuclear power plant remains serious but has not significantly worsened. Authorities have been dumping water from the air and from the ground onto the overheating reactors, but to little effect. The main concern is to cool the fuel pools in reactors 3 and 4, but the World Nuclear Association says radiation levels have dropped slightly. The United Nations is preparing to vote on action against Libya and is believed to include a no-fly zone. After weeks of vacillating, the Security Council is finally ready to vote on a resolution that includes taking all military means short of occupying Libya. Reuters is this morning reporting the resolution does include a no-fly zone. Police have again used tear gas on rioting asylum seekers on Christmas Island. A fire erupted at the detention centre overnight when detainees threw Molotov cocktails at police. An angry meeting of 200 residents last night told immigration officials they don't feel safe and they want the number of detainees there reduced. And Bahrain security forces have begun arresting opposition leaders as its crackdown on the anti-government protests intensifies. Six people died and more than 200 were injured in yesterday's violence.